After nearly 5 years, the City of Pontiac's financial emergency is officially resolved. Emergency Manager Lou Schimmel resigned yesterday, although the state will still have a very heavy hand in the city's finances. A transition advisory board appointed by Governor Snyder and including Lou Schimmel will have to approve all major budget decisions. Joining us again on Stateside is Lou Schimmel. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
So first off, let's talk a little bit about where you think Pontiac is today and why you felt comfortable saying, all right, I'm laying it down, I'm leaving office as emergency manager.
Well, when I started the job 2 years ago, I wasn't sure this day would ever come. But the questions that were all being asked at that time were, should we go bankrupt or should we borrow more money? And my whole approach, of course, was quite different than that. I claimed that the thing that needed to happen first was to resolve all of the mismanagement in Pontiac and do all the right things in putting together a streamlined, efficient government. And after all of those things were done, then you would ask those questions and see where you were at. And after 2 years of mass rearranging the city and contracting out nearly every service in the town and reducing the debt from $115 million down to $28 million and reducing the annual expenses from $57 million 6 years ago down to $30 million today, it became clear as we got towards the end of all of that that we actually could save the city from going bankrupt or for the need for borrowing more money. That's why I decided now that I've balanced the budget and it's a real fix and they can live with better services than they've ever had for $30 million a year. I decided to write a letter to the governor and say it was fixed and leave.
Mr. Schimmel, what do you say to residents of Pontiac who say, well, okay, he's fixed the financial problems, but at what cost? With so many changes and so much cutting to the bone, is it still Pontiac?
It most definitely is still Pontiac. I don't think that you determine a city by what it runs itself. It's, you determine what a city is how efficiently you deliver services. The fact that it isn't delivered by Pontiac departments but outside contractors, to me, doesn't mean that the city of Pontiac is gone. I get irritated when I hear about people talking about their jewels. The city jewels are gone. Well, the city jewels aren't worth a thing if they're mismanaged, poorly run. Take for example, Belle Isle in Detroit. Belle Isle is a jewel only if somebody runs it right. The fact that the city of Detroit owns it and mismanages it, to me, it's no longer a jewel. So I guess I have a different approach to how I look at those kinds of questions.
We're speaking with Lou Schimmel, who has resigned as Pontiac's emergency manager. He will be part of a transition advisory board that will have to approve all major budget decisions. And let's talk about this board. What will it do? What will be your responsibilities?
Well, the board's responsibility is oversight. But it's a strong oversight, no question about it. After all, we've spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of effort getting Pontiac to where it is now. In previous cities that I was in when we were operating under different acts, I simply walked out and the cities fell back to their old ways and we're in trouble again. We want to make sure that doesn't happen in Pontiac, so the governor has appointed and the new law provides for transition board so that you just don't go from the kind of operation I've been running to just dropping it the day you leave. So this transition board will oversee good practices that need to stay in place. It makes sure that present employees who are extremely qualified that I brought in stay in place. They can't get fired the next day. It makes sure that city council members don't involve themselves in the day-to-day operation of the city, but they let the contractors do their work, and all sorts of good practices of that type will remain because of the transition board. Now, as things change, the mayor and council can bring to the transition board changes they'd like to make, but they're going to have to budgetarily make sense in order to make those kinds of changes.
So even as the mayor and the city council come back, assume their former roles effective on Monday, they're doing it with kind of you there on their shoulder. Would a good comparison be when a patient comes out of intensive care and goes into what's called the step-down unit?
I think that's a great description of what's happening right now. And this transition board will last either a long time or a short time, depending on the behavior and cooperation of the mayor and council. If the mayor and council do a good job so they can run the city, the transition board will recommend that they take the next step and disappear. If they squabble, fight, and make bad decisions and go back to their old practices, the transition board will be around for a long time.
What do you see, Lou, for the future as you look across the state of Michigan and Michigan's cities? Do you see financial and structural problems all around the state?
Well, no, I don't. We have the usual cities that seem to always be in trouble. But, you know, I think what I did in Pontiac and what I'm so proud of is the fact that I believe even the well-run cities need to look at the kinds of things we did in Pontiac for saving money. I don't see more than the several municipalities that we know about already. I see others going there because they can take the same avenue I took, same road I took, in terms of substantially reducing the costs of running government and still deliver great services by making several of the moves I made. You got to right size labor contracts. You got to look at the options of using all of the specialists that can deliver services far cheaper than you can do it yourself. So I think there's plenty of room for municipalities still within their budgets to make things work without going into bankruptcy or the great need for more funds.
For these kind of chronically plagued communities with financial problems that we've all heard in the news, and as you say, we know the names well, do you believe the state itself is doing enough to help these communities?
Well, I do. I think the problem here that everybody likes to ignore, I don't say everybody, but a lot of people like to ignore, is like I started out our conversation, is we talk about these communities and we listen to what they're saying, and what they're saying is, we want to continue to mismanage like we always have. Just send us more money. We don't want anything to do with the state of Michigan except send us more money so that we can continue to mismanage. And that's what I say has to stop. We have to educate these communities that isn't the route to fiscal stabilization. The route is clean up your own act first, run your city properly, and then you won't have all these kinds of problems that you're dealing with today.
But the point should be made that revenue sharing has been cut to cities across Michigan.
I understand that. Revenue sharing has been cut, but a lot of us have to do with less than we had before. And I believe there's still plenty of money to run, for example, the city of Detroit, Pontiac, Flint, or any place else, if you clean up the sins of the past.
Lou Schimmel, the now former emergency manager of the city of Pontiac. Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
You're welcome.